This is our top story at 7:09. Surrey Police's Chief Constable will be giving evidence at the Leveson inquiry into press standards today. Lynn Owens began her police career with the Metropolitan Police. She then spent time working for Kent Police and Surrey Police before becoming Assistant Commissioner for the Met in December 2010. BBC Surrey's Jack Fean has more details. Jack, what will the Leveson inquiry be asking Chief Constable Owens?
Well, Nick, we understand that the Leveson inquiry will be questioning her for between 1 and 2 hours. Now, it hasn't been revealed what that line of questioning will actually be, but we did speak to, or you spoke to, the Chief Constable on BBC Surrey last month, and Lynn Owens indicated at the time the kind of things she was expecting to be asked for. She said that the inquiry had given her 80 questions to prepare.
The Leveson inquiry have asked me over 80 questions, and I've provided a detailed statement of those, primarily asking about my personal dealings with the media during my time in both London and Surrey, and I shall be very strongly affirming that I've never had anything other than a professional relationship with the media.
The big story overhanging Surrey Police with relation to the phone hacking inquiry is of course about Millie Dowler, the teenager who was murdered by Levi Belfield from Watton on Thames in 2002. Is Lynn Owens likely to be questioned about the hacking of Millie Dowler's phone?
Well, Lynn Owens told BBC Surrey that although she was working with Surrey Police at the time, that she wasn't directly involved in the Dowler investigation.
I was never a part of the original investigative team. I did a very small amount of review work at one stage on a specific element of the case. But no, I was never part of the primary team.
So there's a lot of speculation of what questions she will be asked. And it seems to be, the suggestion seems to be that this will be more about her time at the Met. Yesterday, of course, the former commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, Sir Paul Stevenson, who resigned over the phone hacking scandal, he told the inquiry that senior officers at Scotland Yard were responsible for leaking stories and gossiping to the media. So that was the outcome of the inquiry yesterday.
Are we likely to get any groundbreaking revelations from Lynn Owens about accusations of corruption in the Met?
Well, this is what she told us when we asked directly if there was a culture of officers accepting payment from journalists for information.
I think we're seeing the whole of policing through a different lens now. I think it's wholly unacceptable that any police officer should ever give information to journalists in those circumstances. Of course, we need the media. The media are really important in our appeal for witnesses. They help inform the public about what the police does. So the media are important. But any suggestion that a police officer would ever take payment is wholly unacceptable. And frankly, I find it quite horrific.
Thanks to Jack Fean for putting that together. It's 7:12. Let's speak to Tim Luckhurst, who's a professor of journalism at the University of Kent. Good morning, Professor Luckhurst.
Good morning.
Now, this second phase of the Leveson inquiry, in which the police officers get to have their little moment in the spotlight, it seems to be proving far more devastating than the first phase.
Well, it's certainly proving extremely damaging to one newspaper, and that newspaper is The Sun. But there is not the hint of a suggestion at the Leveson Inquiry's Module 2, as it's called, on the relationship between press and the police, that any newspaper outside the News International Group was involved in paying what have been called bun bungs, i.e. bungs from The Sun to police officers. And I think it's very important that we recognise that this phase of the Leveson Inquiry is becoming an investigation into the activities of one newspaper at one time. Now, those alleged activities, if proven, are certainly profoundly criminal and profoundly disturbing, but they have nothing to do with any other part of the press. They are specific to The Sun.
I'm not surprised that there are revelations about journalists tapping up police officers for information and offering money. What has shocked me is the extent to which Met police officers were happy to take that money.
Well, and I think that is what the inquiry might well wish to investigate today when they question Lynn Owens. I don't think there is the hint of a suggestion that she has been in any way involved in this activity. But she moved back to the Met in 2009, at about the time that the Metropolitan Police was deciding not to dedicate resources to a thorough investigation of the allegations of phone hacking. And I think the inquiry might well want to know about the culture that that time about the extent to which the network of corrupt relationships described last week by Deputy Assistant Commissioner Sue Akers was really influencing decision making in the senior echelons of the Met. Now, whether Lynn Owens knows anything whatsoever about that, given her quite plain and absolutely believable denial that she had anything whatsoever to do with it, remains to be seen. But clearly, it's very interesting to find out from a senior officer with such a good reputation precisely what the nature of relations between senior Metropolitan Police officials and the news of the international newspapers were at that time. And she may be able to shed some light on that.
I mean, given her spotless record and the fact that she wasn't running the Met, although she was obviously a very senior officer, you do wonder why she's being called. I mean, is this just because she is a person of interest? Do you think she could shed some more light on the Millie Dowler investigation now that she's taken over the reins at Surrey Police?
I suspect that she will not talk about that. That issue has been dealt with, and I don't think that the police have anything further to add at this stage while investigations continue. I think that Lynn Owens' role today might well be, and we are speculating, might well be to think in public about the suggestions that were made at the Leveson inquiry last week and the last couple of days about the nature of relations, as I say, between very senior officers in the force and journalists at News International. The way in which senior officers reach decisions not to pursue an in-depth inquiry into phone hacking, and the way in which police officers, it appears, even sought to persuade The Guardian to stop investigating the allegations of phone hacking. It may be that she has some recollection which may in some way contribute to understanding exactly how that process of decision-making took place in the senior echelons of the Met, and that will be of great interest to the Leveson inquiry.
Professor Tim Luckhurst, thank you.